call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
So Australia's announced that their new space station will be in Adelaide. So as per usual, Radio Adelaide's Sam Smith joins me to give me all the details about why the decision was made to have the space station in Adelaide.
Yeah, so SA has kind of been known as the place for the space agency because it's for a few reasons. So Federal Minister for Industry, Science and Technology Karen Andrews said it was selected because it put forward the strongest case in that it has tech startups already. So there's Fleet Space Technology, which plans to launch 100 satellites, which is just amazing to think about. And a nanosatellite company called Myriota has also raised almost $20 million in funding for its work, and they do so many different projects, too many to really talk about at the moment. And another huge reason is because they have a history of being the place that's kind of got its a foot in the door in the space industry over about, I think, maybe 50 years ago. They launched a satellite from a town called Woomera, and there's not much else in Woomera, so that's a really big deal. And another huge reason is that it will create a job boom. And already, like I said, we have the tech startups, but there's other organizations, I think 60 of them, that employ 800 people in the space sector, and it should see the sector triple within the next 12 years. And that's huge when you think about how much that's going to affect the town, Adelaide, and how big the population will come from that, as well as the economy.
Mm. And then politically, what is the kind of commentary you're hearing about this right now?
Yeah, so there's good and bad, so let's start with the good. Morrison says it's going to allow Australia to have access to the global space industry's economy, which is over $340 billion. That being said, the government will have to put in $41 million into the industry, and we'll only see a return of, it's actually a huge return, it's $12 billion, and we'll see 20,000 jobs by 2030. And in regards to other states that missed out, Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan said he found out about the decision on Twitter, which I find quite funny. I just wonder if maybe he missed a memo or an email, because Twitter is a strange way to find out. And understandably, he's pretty upset about finding about it on Twitter.
Fair. You would kind of expect him to be getting like a phone call or
something.
Something a little bit more professional. So what else in terms of criticism has there been?
Yeah, so he thinks that WA would have been a better choice because they have deep space stations in the European Space Agency, plus they just geographically have so much space. And he kind of spat the dummy a little bit. Like, when I was reading his quotes, he did say, SA has this, SA has that, what about us? And he kind of feels ignored and forgotten in this instance. And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian also said she was disappointed by the decision, as she thinks New South Wales is the nation's space industry capital because they've had 18 major operatives and that there is a genuine interest to expand upon that. But when you think about it, Adelaide is just really trying to get into innovation. We have the old Royal Adelaide Hospital site called Lot 14, where the space agency will be and it's going to be a huge thing for Adelaide. And yes, other states will miss out, but we'll see how it evolves. Right now, though, I think it's a great thing for Adelaide, and people who are disappointed, it's understandable, but it's a win for us.
All right. So we'll also shift on to encryption laws. So these laws have passed for online content. Can you tell me a little bit about what the changes are to the laws?
Yes, so this law is designed to help security agencies and police access communications on encrypted apps like WhatsApp, and that's never really been done before, and that's how, for instance, many journalists contact people. It's a way to keep sources safe, but in this regard, they want to access encrypted apps because they believe it's an estimated 95% of serious criminal activity happens in communication on those apps. So they say these laws will allow them to get a warrant. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll have full access to any encrypted data, but they'll be able to present their case and most likely access the data. And they want to stop terrorism, among other serious crime, and they think this is the way to do it.
Mm. And there's been quite a bit of commentary around these changes in terms of them being written poorly. Can you explain a bit about that?
Yes, so I believe the Parliament had 6 months on this. They were sitting on this for a while, and a few hours before the law was introduced to Parliament, there was 173 amendments made, and that's just an insane amount to read, for one. So in order for everyone to pass it through, they needed to pass on these amendments to the Labor government, and they were just perplexed by it. They were totally confused. I think Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus said, no ordinary person can understand it and no lawyer can understand it. And they didn't really delve into much of what they couldn't understand, but apparently there were words in here that they didn't find were well defined. And yeah, so despite the fact that they were confused and unhappy with the amendments, they did go ahead and pass it through. So that's an interesting thing to think about.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, you briefly touched on it, but whenever people start talking about encryption laws or people's data being accessed by the government, there's always a commentary about state security versus people's privacy. What has the response been around people's privacy to this?
Yeah, so the government is trying to really assure people that this is not for everyday Australians, not ordinary Australians. But there has been backlash on that. So a coalition of global technology giants, including Apple, Google, Facebook, you know, all those big apps, they say these encryption laws are deeply flawed because they find that the laws are overly broad, lacking in adequate independent oversight over the new authorities as well. So the people who kind of have rule over who or what can be looked into. And it is kind of a worrying thing. If you end up on a list somewhere or for whatever reason, if you have a small criminal background, could your data be, encrypted data be looked into by the police? And I think that's where they need to ensure that they do use those warrants instead of just saying that they are using them. It'll be interesting to see how the everyday non-criminal Australian is affected by these laws.